Sean Mice here with our three daily tasks to a full-time income training. I'm excited about what I'm going to share with you today. I'm excited about these three daily tasks. I'm going to share with you the three daily tasks that I do each. I don't even want to say I do them each day, because sometimes I only do two of them, and sometimes I only do one of them, and sometimes I skip them all together and take the day off. But these are the three things that operate my business that I believe that should operate in your business to help you be and get to a full-time income in the easiest and most efficient way possible. And these particular three tasks have allowed me to go from working a 40-hour week or a little over 2 years ago to working an hour or two, sometimes 3 hours a day, and have a full-time business, and have a fully operational full-time business where I'm changing people's lives on hopefully a daily basis. But with everything that's set up in my business, I should be helping people when I'm not around 24/7. I've got things in place in my business that allow people's lives to be changed literally 24/7, and you can too. And the truth of the matter is, it can be done without working 40 hours a week. And in fact, when I share with you these tasks and I share with you how very, very easy it's going to be, the first thing that may happen is that you listen to me and you say, that's not possible. And I would encourage you to try it out. You may say, if I don't do all of these things that all the other gurus have been telling me to do, then my business won't happen. And I would challenge you and ask you this: are you happy with your business the way that it is, doing all the things that you're doing? And when you list out all of the things that you're doing, let's say all of the social media places that you're hanging out, all the videos you're watching, all the articles you're reading, all the time that you're spending in email, all the time that you're spending doing everything that you do in your business, if you link each one of those things to people's lives that are being changed or money that's coming in, because both things have to happen. If you're not changing lives, you don't have a business, and if you're not making money, you don't have a business. But if you link everything that you're doing to a specific dollar amount and to a specific number of lives being changed, are you making money and changing lives on each thing that you're doing? You know, we can talk about how fabulous social media is for meeting people, but let me ask you this. If you spent 10 hours last week on social media, how much money did you make, and how many lives did you change? And if you only made $5 and you only changed one life in 10 hours, I would wonder if you wouldn't be better off using those 10 hours somewhere else where you could make money and where you could change 10 lives or 100 lives instead of one. Now, obviously, I'm not belittling the one life, but I am suggesting that maybe that one life could be changed in a different platform and you can change many more lives somewhere else. For all the emails that you're answering and responding to, how many lives are being changed and how much money are you making? And the thing is, I think sometimes that it's easy to look at what's going on in your business and say, well, I'm changing some lives. You know, each person I respond to, I'm changing their life. Are you really changing their life? I mean, yes, if you answer a question, you're able to help them. But if you don't get involved with them, if they've got so many problems in their business or their life that they even have a single question for you, is you answering one question really going to change their life if you don't get involved with them on a regular basis so that you can help them? Let's just take an example. Let's say that you're in the diabetes niche and you help people get less reliant on insulin for their diabetes, whatever. Okay, and just throwing an idea out there. I don't know too much about this. I know a little bit about it. But what if that's your niche? If somebody asks you a question, will broccoli help reduce my blood sugar? Let me ask you this. Are they asking that question because that's the only question in the whole world they have about their diabetes? Or is that a symptom of the fact that they need help? I submit to you, they need help. And if you answer their one question, sure, you answer their question. But the truth of the matter is, if you don't get involved in their life, by them having some access to you teaching them overall how to control their sugar, you're not changing their life. You're just answering a question. And here's the thing, folks. I don't want to belittle it. If you want to be a question answer for the rest of your life and not make any money and be a nonprofit question answer and not fully change people's lives, just answer questions, that's okay. You can do that. But my guess is that you're here on this call because you'd like to make a full-time living, whatever that is, $5,000, $10,000 a month, whatever your full-time living is. You want to make a full-time living, and rather than just answer questions, you'd like to really change lives. Am I correct in saying that? I mean, you'd like to change lives. And if you want to change lives, just answering questions probably isn't going to do it. And based on that, hanging out in social media answering questions is not changing lives. Answering questions in email is not changing lives. Watching videos is not changing lives. All of the 90% of what you're doing on a daily basis is not changing lives. How could you change lives? What if folks were able to come to you and you had, over time, created like a database or an encyclopedia or a library of training that you created over time that they could access that teaches them the ABCs of whatever it is that you teach, whether it's sugar control, insulin control, diabetes, weight loss, marriage, communication, building a blog, writing articles. Imagine if, instead of just asking you questions, they could access a place where you had answered 1,000 questions, one question a day for 3 years. You answered questions, and every time you answered a question, it became a part of a living website where anybody else that had that question in the future wouldn't have to ask it. They'd just be able to find the answer. Wouldn't that be more helpful than just answering questions in social media and email? What if they had a place where they could come, where they could get training from you, and imagine if they could do a call like this with you once a month or once a week or twice a month, where they could hear training from you? Because, see, I'm doing this call right now using Instant Teleseminar, where many people are listening to me. You could do the same thing. Imagine if once a month you were doing exactly what I'm doing, but it was in your niche and not mine, and helping people, and then you were to put that recording on your website so that all future people would be able to listen and learn. Would that not change lives more than all the other things that you're doing? Okay, so I just present this to you from the perspective of changing lives. Now, let's layer money on top of that. You say, how are we going to make money from this? What if you were to create over time by answering one question a day for 3 years, but you can start today, one question, and you were to do a live call just like this twice a week, or twice a month, I'm sorry, twice a month, at the end of the year, you'd have 24 trainings on your website. And imagine if you had a place where we'd already talked about people being able to ask questions, but maybe even they had access to you in some way. And they could ask questions in a controlled environment instead of just barraging you with email and social media. What if you could do that? Would it be worth to the people that are learning from you, since they're coming to you for value, if they're coming to you for value, wouldn't it be worth it to them to exchange a little bit of money for your value? You know, if you ran a restaurant, you'd exchange the food, you'd make a burger, and you would exchange that for $10 or $8 or whatever your burger's worth. You would exchange it. You would say, if I'm going to make you a burger, you've got to give me the money to kind of cover the cost of the burger and my time, et cetera, et cetera. But it's the same thing. If they come to you with a question online and they want to learn some things that maybe they can't learn anywhere else, or they like to learn it from you, then they just exchange their money for your training. Imagine if you were to take this to the next level and you were to say, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to charge $30 a month or $40 a month or $50 a month for unlimited access to all of this training, which I'm going to be continually adding to. It's going to be the best in the world. And for anything that people don't know, they have access and ask me questions. And then once I answer the question, everybody else in the world that becomes a member will be able to get this information. They're going to exchange their money for your training, just as if you were a burger maker and you were exchanging your burger for their money. And they were to pay on a monthly basis so that instead of them buying some training and every month you got to resell everybody all over again, they just pay every single month. And then if they ever get tired of learning from you or you become really boring, then they quit. It's no big deal. And imagine if you had 100 or 150 people paying you 30, 40, 50 bucks a month like this. Would you not be getting close to a full-time income? Would you be changing 100 lives a month instead of just answering an email here or there? Obviously, you have to answer this for yourself. I don't want to pretend to be that guru or anybody else that says this is the way you have to do it. You can do it any way that you want to. It's your business. It's your life. And it's your prerogative in changing the world. It's your choice. You can do it any way that you want to. I'm going to present this to you as being a way that you can change the world. And you may be asking, well, how does this relate to your business? Let me be honest with you. This is the model that I'm currently using in my business. This is how I change the world. And in fact, you're hearing the sound of my voice today. I'm teaching you, and hopefully I'm changing your world. Hopefully I'm changing your world. Now, you may say, but Sean, being on this call, I'm not part of a membership. You're absolutely right. This is an intro call to give you a taste of what I teach. And it's just a taste. And you paid a small amount of money. It's an exchange, just like buying a burger. And you probably paid about the price of a burger for this training. You've exchanged your money for a burger. You've exchanged your money for what I'm teaching you right now. Hopefully I'm giving you good value, and hopefully in the next half hour, 45 minutes, you're going to feel like I've given you good value. It's an exchange. And at the end of this call, you're going to have an opportunity to say, you know what, Sean, I want to learn everything. I don't want to just learn what you can teach in 45 minutes. I want you to teach me your entire system, and you'll have an opportunity to be able to get involved in a membership. You'll be able to get involved in my training center where I teach what I teach, so that you can do the kind of things that I do. I'm simply modeling what I'm recommending you to do. So let me ask you this. Couldn't you do the same thing? Couldn't you sell burgers online? Couldn't you sell access to trainings just like this, where you're teaching extemporaneously just like I am right now, and you're sharing things, you're adding value in whatever your niche is. If your niche is diabetes, if your niche is weight loss, if your niche is helping people communicate, if your niche is kicking and punching in karate, if your niche is swimming, if your niche is blog creation, whatever your niche is, you're able to do these little introductory trainings just like this, and a percentage of people that take the introductory training will say, you know what, I'd like to be a part of a membership where you're going to teach me everything. How would you like to have a business that operates like that? If so, I'm going to teach you right now what your business, what the pieces of your business are going to look like. We talked about this idea of three daily tasks, and we're getting close to them. I don't know that I just want to give them to you right now, because some of you, when you hear those daily tasks, once again, you're going to say, that's just too easy. But hopefully by now you're beginning to see that when we have a model like this, you know, maybe you've been trained to create a new product every single month. And I used to teach that kind of a model, and I think for some people that's a good model. But maybe instead of creating a training every single month and selling it as a standalone, you create a training every single month and just put it into your membership. And people are enrolled and you get paid every single month. How would it feel to wake up on the first of every month knowing that about 100 people were going to pay you this month, whether you, you know, woke up and did a whole lot of work or not? And it doesn't mean that every single month you can't do a whole lot of hard work or a little bit of hard work and sell 50 or 100 new people into your membership. And then next month, you got 150 or 200 people in your membership. But if you chose to take the entire month off, except for maybe 2 hours of content creation, you would still get paid by 100 people or 200 people just because they were members and because you were going to work 2 hours this month. How would you like to be able to do that? Because here's the thing. If you're in the model of having to sell something new every single month, or you're in the model of having to send out an affiliate email every single week in order to make your bills, you can't take a month off. But if you knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that some number of people, you know, within a range, I mean a few people are going to cancel, but within a range, some number of people are going to invest so much money this month, and all you've got to do is on Wednesday the 12th work for 2 hours, and the rest of the month you could take the entire month off Now, you wouldn't be enrolling any new clients, but you just took the entire month off and you knew that 100 or 200 people were going to make a payment. How would you like a business model like that? And people's lives would be changed because you're teaching them through your new training, plus they're going to have access to all the training you've created over time. And you'd be able to start from scratch. How would you like to be able to do that? If so, I'm going to show you the three daily tasks today, and then I'm going to tell you about my training center. Some of you may have heard about it. That's okay. I'm going to tell you about my training center. I'm just going to be shameless here and say that if you work with me for a few months in my training center, I'm going to teach you everything that you need to know about starting that membership and getting it going. I'm going to allow you to network with other people that are doing the same thing. You're going to have an accountability section. You're going to be able to access coaches. You're going to be able to ask questions. You're going to be able to look at an amazing database of questions that other people have asked and answered. You're going to be able to learn how to start your own membership from scratch. So let's talk about what those three daily tasks are. Let's just kind of jump to those three daily tasks now. These are the three things that I do. I don't even want to say they're a daily basis anymore, but these are the three things that make up my business. In no particular order, one thing that I have is my flagship membership. That's my training center that I'll tell you about later. That's what you're going to have. That's one of your three daily tasks, is just keeping up with it. But the thing is, it's not even a daily task. Let's say you add content twice a month, and it takes you 2 hours each time twice a month. That's a monthly task. Or bi-weekly, right? Every other week. Every other week, you spend 2 hours on your membership. That's one of the three tasks. That's it. Your membership is up and running. When you started, it has no content at all. But you do one live training, and now it has a live training that is now recorded as part of the membership. That's what's in the membership. 2 weeks later, everybody that's a member gets another live training. You come on, you do a live training just like I'm doing right now. Except this live training, of course, is not part of the membership. But it'd be exactly the same thing, because if I do a live training as part of the membership, it's just like this. It's just that easy. To be on here, I dialed in a number just like you dialed in. The only difference is my number is the admin number and yours is the listener number. That's it. It's just that easy to add training to your membership just like this. That's one of the three daily tasks, except it's not even a daily task. The second thing that I do, and again, these are in no particular order, the second thing I do in my business, and I'm going to call it a daily task, but I don't even do this every day, and that is write an email. Now, some days I write three emails. Some days I write one email. Some days I don't turn the computer on and write any emails. Now, if I was smart, yesterday I wrote two emails, and I queued one for today, if I'm going to take the day off. But sometimes I wake up in the morning, and I don't even know I was going to take the day off, but I don't feel like working today, and so I don't work, and so I don't write an email. Now, I've been doing this long enough that I've got a lot of autoresponder emails out there, so sometimes when I'm off, those emails go out, and people get emails anyway. And sometimes people get too many emails because they've subscribed to 18 different lists that each have an email a day. Now, that's an exaggeration, but, you know, sometimes that's the kind of thing that happens. How long does it take me to write my daily email? Normally, less than about 10 minutes. I have an idea of something I can teach. Many times that idea comes from a question that somebody has asked me, and that may have come from the membership or the training center. And I answer a question for somebody, and I think, you know what? I think everybody on my list could handle this. So I go into my autoresponder, I open it up, I click the equivalent button of write a new email, I write in the answer, I teach people something, I hit send to everybody or the equivalent button, and boom, it goes out. That's my second daily task. Now, you say, what's the third daily task? What does it take to be able to have people to email and to have people that want to join my membership? I got to have subscribers. I got to have subscribers on my list. So everything else that I do in my business is the third daily task. And remember, this daily task of email is 10 minutes a day. And the daily task of maintaining the membership, once you start it, I mean, when you start it, like the first month, you work every day. You might work all day long getting it going. But once it's going, you can work a couple times a month, and that's your daily task. The next thing that you do, once you have a membership and once you're writing a daily email, is you're just focused on getting new people to become subscribers. That's it. Now, the first thing that you need for that daily task, and this would be like the first day, would be you got to have a website, and then you got to put a squeeze page on it, which allows people to give you their name and email address, and it plugs it into your autoresponder, and they get an email that says, here's the thing that you wanted for free, and basically you could make it anything you want. You could take a training like this that was pre-recorded. It's live right now, but by the time anybody listens to it in the future, it'll be a recording. This could be my giveaway on my squeeze page. Or you could write a 3-page document that has a few good tips. And you deliver that, and it goes out via the autoresponder. It's just that easy. Once that's there, once you have one squeeze page, folks, remember you paid for the burger to be here? I'm getting ready to give you the most important thing of the day. I believe this for many of you. This should be an aha moment. In fact, if you're taking notes, I want you to put a big star on your paper, because the next thing I tell you is your big takeaway. Your biggest takeaway. Once the squeeze page and giveaway are created, and once the membership is there, and once you're just making a habit of every day, just like brushing your teeth in the morning, you open up and send a daily email out to your list. All you have to do in your business is think about, how can I get interested people over to that squeeze page? That's it. Your job now is to get people to that squeeze page. Whether it takes an hour a day or 10 hours a day. Or 30 minutes a day. Your job is just to get people to that squeeze page, nothing more. Because see, once they go to that squeeze page, now there's a couple of details that I've left out of your autoresponder campaign. You're going to have to build those things out. They're part of that daily email, and you know, you're just going to do them the first month. Once they're there, they're there. But you're going to write like a 3-day pre-selling email campaign that's going to go into that autoresponder where people are putting their name and email and getting into, and they're going to have an opportunity to join your membership. And you're going to tell them about the membership. And you're going to say, hey, if you want to learn everything I teach, join this membership. More detailed than that, you're going to write a sales letter. Those are the pre-things, just like selling hamburgers. Selling hamburgers is really easy, but you got to build the shop. You know, you got to have the stove, and you got to buy the meat, and you got to buy the buns. But once all that stuff's done, all you got to do is show up and make burgers, and people give you money, and you give them their burger. So the first month in your business, you got to set all these things up. But once these things are set up, you can default to these 3 daily tasks. All you have to do is get interested people over to your squeeze page. They go to your squeeze page. Every single day, they're going to get that email you wrote for 10 minutes. And then part of the automated campaign is that they're going to get 3 emails the first week or two that they're on your list. They're going to say, hey, you want to learn everything? Great, join my membership. Here's a sales letter that tells you all about it. Join my membership, and you're going to learn all these wonderful things. And even when you send out your daily email, at the end of the email, you could write a little P.S. that says, P.S. Are you a member yet? If not, join here. And then they go to your sales page. Do you see how easy this is? You say, okay, well, how do I get people to my squeeze page? There's all kinds of ways. For free, you could write articles. That's how I got started, folks. That's how I got started. Around 10 years ago, that's how I got started. Now, when I was getting started, I did it for like 6 hours a day. You don't have to do that. I was a little overboard. I know people, I've got people that have been clients that have done what I'm getting ready to share with you. They just record videos on YouTube, a 3-minute video that teaches one simple point. And then at the end of the video, it says, hey, if you want to learn more, go to my website. When they get to your website, there's a squeeze page that says download this gift. Takes you 3 minutes to record a 3-minute video. You could do 20 of them a day. You just put them on YouTube, and people see them. And after a while, there's a channel. And after a while, you've got 100 videos, and you're adding one every day, or you're writing an article every day. You could even use social media. Now, the problem with using social media is that it's easy to go back into this mode of just answering questions all day. Stop answering questions, and instead, use social media to meet people. I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, I'd rather see you do articles. I'd rather see you do videos. I'd rather see you get interviewed. I'd rather see you be a guest blogger. And then you might be saying, okay, well, I've done all of those things, but I'd like to leverage things, and I'd like to be able to pay people to come to my website. Great. You can get into the search engines. You can pay for inclusion in the search engines. You can pay for traffic like that. You can do targeted mailings. You can do classified ads. There's all kinds of ways. You know, you can buy postings on somebody's website, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you're on this call, I'm assuming you're pretty much in the beginner phases. And by the way, I'm going to offend somebody here. If you believe you're an expert, but you're not making $500 a month, you are not an expert. You may be an expert in your field, so you may be an expert swimmer, you may be an expert at karate, but you're not an expert internet marketer. I'm sorry if I offended you, but it's the truth. If you were an expert, you'd probably be making a full-time living doing this. And here's the thing, if you're only making a few bucks online, you don't have any business spending $1,000 a month on paid traffic. You don't have any business doing that. And you may be saying, well, can I spend $25 a month? Sure, but how many visits are you going to get? 10? Is it even worth it? Folks, if you're just starting out, start like the rest of us did. Write articles and record videos. Seriously, don't spend your hard-earned money. Can I offend somebody else? Don't spend your wife's hard-earned money. Don't spend your husband's hard-earned money. Don't spend your children's or grandchildren's retirement on traffic if you're just starting out. You don't have any business buying traffic until you figured out how to get people interested by writing articles and recording videos. Now, I don't know that I've ever said it that blunt before, and I've probably never offended this many people at one time, but that's okay. For everybody else, it's kind of like you're listening and you're saying, wow, that makes some sense. Kudos. Because that's how I started, and that's how just about everybody else that becomes a bigwig guru that might spend $1 million a month advertising today, they started out organically, almost all of them. They started out writing articles, getting interviewed, doing guest blog posts, really doing organic things. That's where they started out. So those are the three things. Every single day you're going to do something to get new people to your website, whether that's write an article, record a video, record 20 videos, write 20 articles, do a guest blog post, spend a week finding a way to become a guest blogger on some big website so you get 500 visitors and 100 subscribers. Wouldn't that be cool if you did a guest blog post for somebody and you got 100 subscribers in one day? That kind of thing has happened to some of my clients. That's not predictable. They had to, like, do blog post after blog post, and then it's amazing. They do it for 3 months, and I get this email. Hey, Sean, I'm so excited. I got 1,000 subscribers today. Oh, wow, how'd you do that? Well, a big publisher, you know, picked up my article, and they sent 78,000 visitors to it, and so I got 500 or 1,000 new subscribers today. Wow. You can do that, too, folks. You really can. So what are the three things? Every single day, you're going to write an email for 10 minutes. Every single month, you're going to add some content to your membership. Obviously, the first month, you're going to have to build the membership out. And then the third thing you're going to do is you're just going to find creative ways to invite people to your website, whether that's articles, whether that's guest blogging, whether that's videos, whether that's forum posts, whatever it is, you're going to do that. All the things that you've been exposed to, you can do that to invite people. And that's it. Those are the three daily tasks. And here's the thing, folks. If you'll do those three daily tasks and you just work up to, say, 150 people paying 40 bucks a month, that's $6,000 a month in income. Now, you're going to have some costs like merchant processing and, you know, your website and all those things. So let's say you have $1,000 worth of costs. You're down to $5,000 a month, which is $60,000 a year, which is more than the average person in America makes every year. And I believe you can do that in about 3 months just by doing these three things. You'll have to cut everything else out of your business. You'll have to cut all the excessive email reading you're doing in your business. You say, Sean, but don't I need to read lots of emails to build my business? I don't. I spend maybe 20 minutes a day max on email. 20 minutes a day. Now, some days it's 60 minutes, but that's usually because I haven't opened my email box in 4 days. and I just sit down and I answer everything in one sitting. You say, Sean, how can you avoid your email for 3 days? I just do. I just don't turn it on. It's not critical. It's not important. You say, well, what if somebody has a very important question? Here's the thing. I don't teach heart surgeons. I don't teach pilots. I'm not worried that if I don't answer somebody's question in 20 minutes, that somebody's going to die on the operating table. And if you're a heart surgeon or a pilot, you're probably not listening to me today. If somebody has a question about swimming or about communication or about diabetes or anything like that, if they become a member of your membership, they can probably get their question answered right there immediately by hitting the search button. Or they can wait 3 days to get it from you, the horse's mouth, right? You don't have to answer your email every day. You don't have to check your social media posts every day. All the other things you're doing in your business besides those three daily tasks, you don't have to do. You don't have to do. You don't have to do any of them. What's the very first step that you need to take to get your business up and running as fast as possible? I believe that it's make the decision that you're going to go to a membership model. Because once you make that decision, you're going to go to these three daily tasks. You have a membership, you write a daily email, you have a squeeze page, you have an email campaign, and you just do things every day. If you're working for 2 hours a day, spend 2 hours writing articles, spend 2 hours doing videos, spend 2 hours finding guest blogs that you can blog for. You can become a writer on many, many websites in your niche. There's all kinds of things you can do. You can get involved in the forums. You can do all of those kinds of things. You can kind of, I think one time I taught a training that was called something like find your own traffic watering hole, your traffic well, the place where people in your niche are looking for information. You're just going to go there. Invite people to your website. I've given you my three daily tasks. I've talked about how I do it. That's how I do it, and you can do it too. You can do it in YouTube. You can do it on your blog. You can. There's all kinds of places that you can do it. I want to share one more concept, and this is the idea of waking up every single day knowing exactly what you've got to do in your business. Because when I wake up in the morning, I'm able to ask the following question. I'm able to ask the following question. What do I need to do today? Now, if my business is only comprised of my three daily tasks, all I have to do is ask myself, what am I doing today on my membership? What am I doing today on my membership? Oh, I'm creating some content. Okay, great. Do that for 1 hour. The next question is, what am I doing for my daily email? Okay, great. 10 minutes. Check. Done. My last question is, what am I doing to bring people to my website so they become subscribers? That's it. That's it. I know every single day when I wake up, within like 5 minutes, I can know what I'm doing today. I'm creating membership content or I'm not. I'm writing a daily email or I'm not. And I'm inviting people to my website, or I'm not. Okay, now, some of you may ask, well, Sean, I noticed that you don't write a lot of articles these days. Well, here's the thing. When you've been doing this for about 10 years like I have, you can get away from doing some of the things I'm recommending you to do, because I'm not making less than $500 a month anymore. I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm not at that point anymore. I've got enough money coming in that I can take 20% of the money that comes in, and I can buy traffic. If you don't have money coming in, you can't take 20% of what's coming in to buy traffic. Instead, you've got to put it on a credit card, or you've got to spend your wife's hard-earned money, or you've got to spend your hard-earned money, or you've got to spend your husband's hard-earned money, or you've got to spend your grandchildren's retirement in order to get traffic coming in. Wouldn't it be better, even if you're filthy rich, wouldn't it be better to just start from scratch and work real hard for 6 months and get $1,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 a month coming in from organic sources and then decide to take 20% of that and buy traffic? You're not ready for it yet, so I'm not giving it to you. But do you see that? And I'm only sharing that for those of you that are saying, but I want to do it just like you're doing it. But you're not just like me. You're going to be kind of like somebody going to a black belt and saying, you know what? I've only had one lesson in karate. And, you know, the karate instructor told me to take my right arm and punch it forward. And he told me to do that for 15 minutes nonstop. But when I see his black belt performance, he does like 87 different nifty things. I want to do those 87 different nifty things today. The black belt instructor is going to say, you're not ready. Punch with your right arm for 15 minutes. Punch with your left arm for 15 minutes. Go home. Come back tomorrow. Do push-ups for 15 minutes. Go home. Oh, you're too sore to work. Great. Skip the day. Come back the next day. Kick. 20 minutes on your right leg, 20 minutes on your left leg. Those are the beginning steps, folks. And it's that way in everything that you do. If you're a teacher and, you know, you teach swimming or you teach anything else, you start with the beginning steps. The beginning steps are, well, they're the beginning steps. Get the membership going. So, folks, at this point, I believe that one of two things has occurred. You've either bought into what I'm sharing with you, or you're ready to go back to doing it the way you've been doing it. And I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer. I don't know that there's a right or wrong answer. But if you're at the place, where you're thinking, I want to go back to the way I've been doing it, I'd love for you to ask yourself, is the way I've been doing it working for me? Is it getting me the results that I'm wanting? Because, you see, this is all about results. It's about, we started at the beginning of the call talking about changing lives and about getting results. Changing lives and getting results. If you're on the other end of the spectrum and you're thinking, you know, Sean, I'd like to build a business like this. I'd like to build a full-time business where I'm changing lives, where people are enrolling on my website, where they're paying $30, $40, $50 a month to be able to get unlimited access to the training that I put there. I'm going to teach live maybe once or twice a month. I'm going to answer questions live on the website. I'm going to get away from doing all the other things that I've been doing. I'm going to have a membership. I'm going to write a daily email. I'm going to get people to my website. If that's the model that you want to go with, let me just be bold and brash here. I can teach you. I can teach you. In my own membership, I can teach you. Not only can I teach you, but because you're going to be getting started at the beginning spectrum of me creating this membership, although it's not a case study oriented thing, what it is because you're getting started early, you're going to be able to see what I'm doing. Because let me tell you this right now, all the lessons are not created. All the questions are not answered. All the sections aren't even operational. But you're going to be able to see me do it as I create it, so that when you're doing it, you'll be able to look at me and you'll be able to say, you know what, if Sean did it that way, if Sean fumbled there, if Sean bumbled there, if Sean made this mistake, it's okay for me to make a mistake too. So in a moment, I'm going to introduce you to my membership, which when you join, you're going to get, I don't want to use the word, I'm going to use it. I mean, you're going to learn, I believe, everything that you need to do everything we've talked about today to get yourself to a full-time income. And about half the lessons or maybe a third of the lessons are already plugged in. And that'll take you probably 2 or 3 weeks to go through. And you'll be able to set up your membership. You'll be able to get things going. And you'll be able to continue to add things. And in a few weeks, you'll be able to start, let's just call it what I believe that it is, inviting new people to come over to your website and become members and subscribers and get your daily email. And you'll be able to invite them just like I'm inviting you to your membership. There's the question. Do you want to do those kinds of things? If you do, I've created a membership, and there's some pretty cool things that I'm doing in my membership that are really going to allow you to do things at a different level than perhaps you've ever done them. First of all, when you join my training, I'm calling my membership a training center. When you join my training center, you're going to get complete step-by-step training for creating your own membership site and getting it to $5,000 a month. And you say, why not 6 or why not 10? Truth of the matter is, if you can master the steps of getting 150 people paying you $40 a month, you know what to do to get 300, and you know what to do to get 600, right? Or you just double what you're doing, or you optimize, or whatever. But if we can get you to $5,000, you can probably go to the next level. I've put together an amazing forum where you can ask questions and get your questions answered by me, by other coaches, and even other members, and sometimes by all three of us. There's going to be a daily accountability system that can help you stay on track and get more done. You're going to be able to ask questions and interact with others and give you feedback on what you're creating. In my opinion, you're going to get complete support and guidance on getting to $5,000 a month with your first membership. Now, I'm not going to continue to beg, borrow, and steal to get you to join. I'm going to give you a link. There's charter pricing over there right now. Read it, study it, decide if you want to do this. But if you want to change your life and get a membership going, I believe that this is a premier way for you to do it. If you want to do this, go to succeedwithsean.com/total. So succeedwithsean.com/total. And you can join my personal membership and training center, and you'll be able to get access to learn how to do all these things and get yourself to $5,000 a month. And I'm really excited about the opportunity for you to be able to do that. I'm truly excited about you having the opportunity to do that. Because, you know, we talked about these three daily tasks. We talked about getting to a full-time income. I've given you the formula today. You can go out there. You can go do it. And by the way, let me say this. You don't have to join the membership to be able to do it. I've given you the formula. You can do it. If you've been studying the business for 3 years, you can do it. Now, what you'll be missing out on is the accountability, the networking, step-by-step instructions on how to do it, highly targeted advice. I don't want to make this about trying to persuade or anything like that. Go over there, succeedwithsean.com/total, and decide if it is for you.